Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So maybe we found out why the Chiefs didn't get this Patrick Peterson trade done, huh? We would have been crushing them had they traded for a guy who was then suspended for PEDs. But that's where Patrick Peterson stands right now, a six-game suspension for the Arizona Cardinals cornerback, who reportedly was also upset with the team for not restructuring his deal to be able to lessen the blow of a six-game stint without a paycheck. But it could also be the reason why the Chiefs and Cardinals didn't fully get this thing done. Who wants to trade for a guy that's going to be suspended for the first six games of the season? Although I would still make the call and try to get him for the remainder of the season. Mike Garofalo of NFL Network on why the six-game suspension for Peterson. Because you could get a small suspension, a four-game suspension, or more. He got the more portion of this.
Just to be clear, the masking agent is worth two games. The actual whatever he tested positive for would be the other four games. You add those two together, and that's how you come up with the six-game number as per the policy, and that's what we're told happened in this case. We're also being told now that at least some teammates knew within the last week. That's according to sources who have spoken to all those involved in the situation, around the situation here. So while it's a surprise to a lot of us happening today, clearly the Cardinals have known about it, and clearly Peterson's teammates have known about it. And this just adds to more and more drama with Patrick Peterson over the last year or so. There's been a lot of talk about trades. There's been him going into the front office, requesting a trade, and then pulling that back and saying, no, he's committed to the Cardinals. Now you add in the suspension. Boy, it's been a rocky 12 months plus for Patrick Peterson.
So you get popped for the dirty P, one. And then if you try, and if you get tested and you are shown to have something to mask that dirty pee, then you get an extra suspension. So it's a concurrent sentencing, I guess. If you just get nailed for the PED, it's one thing, and then they're going to tack on more if you find out, oh, you were trying to also then cover it up? So Patrick Peterson apparently wasn't good at that either. As good as he is covering wide receivers, not as good covering a dirty test. So Patrick Peterson now sitting out six games for the Cardinals. He made a statement on the suspension.
I think you guys understand my character and also understand my commitment on and off the field and also to my teammates and also to the Arizona Cardinals organization. That's why this is apparently very, very hard for me, because obviously never been in a situation before and never wanted to have my name attached to anything like this. But I'm looking to move forward and put this behind me. I want to thank my family, my teammates, the coaching staff, the Arizona Cardinals community, and also organization. And I'm looking forward to getting back week seven. I'm going to continue to try to keep that smile on my face and get back to being the best DB in the league.
I'll be back in week seven. Thank you very much. I'm out. Dan Bickley, who's a sports columnist down in Phoenix, tweets, Patrick Peterson's story, according to a source, has type 2 diabetes, was feeling sluggish like he did in 2015. Took something to, quote, pick him up. Contained a banned substance. Didn't know it until it was too late. And here we go. But then also took a masking agent to try to cover it up. And then got popped for that, too.
So it's like the cover-up was worse than the lie.
Not worse in this instance. Yeah, it's just a little more. But I think it's
tacking on to the lie.
I think it's eight. If you don't appeal and you take it, they move down to six. But he gets the extra two for trying to cover up the bad test.
Well, there you go.
So he wasn't very good at this, apparently.
Yeah, it'd be better at lying.
Just need a little pick-me-up. You just can't. Like, how many? If that's the true story, How many times do these athletes have to go through this stuff? You can't just take stuff.
I mean, I'm diabetic. I can't count how many times I've taken performance-enhancing drugs when I was feeling
When you're down a little bit, you feel like your blood sugar. Yeah. And then suddenly you're like Popeye over there.
It's insane.
I just don't understand. You have all these resources at your disposal at any point in time with these organizations, right? So say you're feeling down a little bit. What is the first thing you do? Go to the training staff. Go to the team. Here's what I'm thinking of taking. Can we go over this? Go through everything to make sure it's not banned. It's such an easy fix. But you do it on your own, you get popped, and you're apparently trying to cover it up.
Diabetes.
So we see why, and Wilford Brimley has ruined it for me forever. I legitimately, Ryan, have to think if it's diabetes or diabetes every time I attempt to say it.
I mean, that was the breaking news for me yesterday Patrick Peterson's diabetic.
He
I didn't know.
Wilford Brimley ruined it for me forever. I have to stop and think which is the correct pronunciation.
I mean, is he like, I got to take a shot in the morning diabetic, or is he, I carry hard candies in my pocket diabetic?
Every time, he just needs a little pick-me-up.
I'm going to go with hard candies in the pocket.
I would think that that's probably it. So, six games. Can't come back until week seven. Pat Kerwin of SiriusXM's NFL channel says Peterson could still be on the move.
It makes me think more like if they want to trade him, they don't want to pay $10 million for a signing bonus now, which the new club won't have to see.
Yeah, they'd eat it. They'd have to eat it.
So when I see them not doing something to benefit him, I'm wondering if the trade talks are alive. And then someone will say, well, why would you trade for a guy who can't play for six games? Because he's an all-pro. And you'd get him for 10 games. And a really good team that thinks we're a corner short, always love this guy, they might want to do that. But now they're going to have to pay the $11 million. And guess what? He's going to forfeit about $4 million in checks. So you're not going to pay $11 million. You're going to pay $7 million for 10 games. So when I see this, I'm more inclined, no information, no phone calls to find out if they're thinking. They're not going to tell you anyway, but. But when I hear this, I think trade might still be a possibility.
And if I'm the Chiefs, I'm absolutely still thinking trade. Are you outraged someone took PEDs? No, we're not. We've been over this. We've been over what you're outraged in terms of NFL stuff. Peeing dirty, big deal. Serve your suspension in your back, right? I'm still making the call. I'm still all in favor of the Chiefs making a move, even if it's for 10 games, of Patrick Peterson. I think the Chiefs and Cardinals trade still in play, and I hope it's still in play. There's no reason for me to say, oh, well, he got popped now, not going to do it. Have him for 10 games? You have him for 10 games. The stretch run of the season, absolutely still on board with the Chiefs going after Patrick Peterson in a trade. Maybe you get a little better deal now. Maybe the Cardinals, though, hold fast. They've been through this entire thing. Wouldn't restructure. Going to have to eat this bonus now. Where if they would have traded him before the season, somebody else would owe him that on his contract. So maybe they're going to want a little more compensation now. I'm still talking to them. Chiefs, as Pat Kerwin mentioned, one of those teams. They feel like they're a corner short. Chiefs got to be feeling like they're a corner short. This should not be taking Patrick Peterson off the table one iota. I think if anything, we might get news later, information later, leaks later that says, yeah, the Chiefs and Peterson were actually really, really close to getting this done. But they, too, knew the suspension was coming. Because we'd be all ticked if they made a move and then there was a suspension. And then they'd be having to play the game and probably answering questions to the NFL office, who knew what when. Was everybody honest with one another when you're discussing these things? When did the Cardinals know? When did the Chiefs know? Did they tell the Chiefs before they made the trade? All those things. Now we just sit and wait. I haven't seen anything, Ryan. I don't know if you have. I have not seen anything that says you cannot trade for a suspended player. I looked last night, I didn't find anything that said you couldn't do it. So it, because there were some stories saying, well, he would be eligible to come off right before the trade deadline. Now, maybe you do wait in these circumstances because there's no reason to rush a trade and those types of things. But I have not seen anything. I don't know if you have. I have not seen anything that says you cannot trade for a guy while he's suspended.
I think just the commissioner's exempt, right? That's it. I haven't seen anything like that, no.
So I don't think anything has to be on hold through week 7, but it would make a lot of sense, especially if they have to pay the bonus. You kind of let them do it and go, we'll circle back.
Well, and I think, too, that the biggest question now is what does this do for the cost, like the actual overall value of it? Does it drive the cost down for Patrick Peterson, or does it stay kind of neutral with it?
Or maybe go up if they're having to pay this bonus, too, and they feel like, man, they got stuck with something they weren't expecting to get stuck with.
Like, this sounds weird to say, but I don't know if it actually affects what it costs to move Patrick Peterson, because, let's face it, it had been quite the drama leading up to this point, but the kind of consensus was that he wasn't going to get moved prior to the season, and if it happened, it would be near a deadline.
Deadline anyway.
Well, guess what? It's kind of the same timeline you're still on.
Same boat you were still in. I keep those lines of communication open, though, and I still try to get a deal done when he is off of suspension.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.